very, very welcome this morning. So I want us to think this morning about, let's look at scripture for a little bit, and then we're going to look at this bit at the scripture in 1 Peter chapter 1. So in Christ alone, we find faith, hope, and love. And this scripture is really interesting, isn't it, here? Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it's not rude, it's not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. That's incredible. I don't know, when I read that, I often get, when we read that love is, I often get drawn in about my responding to it, or my lack of response to it, how I'm not quite as good at on all those characteristics of love. I don't know, I'm sure I'm not the only one who does that. Oh, if only I was more patient, if I wasn't like this and I wasn't like that, and I wish I was more like this. The trouble is, we miss the whole essence of that scripture if we do that to start with, because actually the Bible tells us actually that God is love, and God's love is expressed, and all love finds its origins in him, and it's expressed to the world, not in the first place through you and me, but in Christ alone. Fully and completely, there is love, that God loved us and gave his son for us. So in one sense, if we focus in on ourselves, we fail to focus in on the one who is love. So maybe we ought to reread it like this. Here we go. And replace the word love with Jesus. I'm sure you might have done that in the past. Let me read it to you now. Jesus is patient. Jesus is kind. He does not envy. He does not boast. He's not proud. He is not rude. He is not self-seeking. Remember when he came and walked on the earth, he said, I only do the will of the one who sent me. Not self-seeking, but pushing the Father's agenda all the time. Jesus is not easily angered and keeps no record of wrongs. He does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth, declaring himself to be, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, brothers and sisters, always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Jesus, God's love, Jesus is love, never fails. Isn't that a nice way to read that? Now, from that, we can respond. When we don't focus on ourselves first, it's much easier. And you see, because what we need to recognise, right, always with our walk and our journey of faith, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Jesus is the greatest of these. Colin Urquhart, I've not mentioned him for a while, and I know Tony likes me to mention him as he's at the church. I thought Pastor Colin Urquhart, leader of Kindle Faith, International Ministries there, who blessed me enormously in the past and still does, says this. The very heart, the very nature of God expressed in Jesus is not emotional love, rather a love that is expressed in positive action, especially in giving to his people. But the very things we don't have, sometimes where we've looked at that sentences of love, we don't have, Jesus does, and we can receive from him. So the very heart, the very nature of God expressed in Jesus is not an emotional love, not up and down like that. It's a love that is expressed in positive action, especially in giving to his people. Therefore, 1 John 4, which is again verse 10, one of my key verses that I hold on to, so this is love. This is love, not that we love God, rather that God But God loved us and gave his son, sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is love. Jesus is love. Can you see that there, what I'm saying to you this morning? How important that is? And Jesus is love as he died on the cross for us, as he rose again, as he died for your sin and mine, as he took your place in my place. God is in Jesus, able, for, as we put our faith in him, to impart to us by the power of the Holy Spirit that love. That love is a gift to us. Love, to love God and to love others, is a gift that we don't naturally have in abundance. It is what God gives us, and it comes alive. I remember first getting saved, and there was a kid down the road who'd been a bully at school. He wasn't very nice, really. And in fact, at times it was a bit frightening to even walk past his house. I remember getting saved and then getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, overwhelmed by God's love, and walking past his house, saying, Lord, bless that boy. Bless him. Bless him abundantly. A different attitude, rather than I couldn't stand the sight of him, had been given to me. Why? Because he changed. No, because I changed, because I received Jesus' love. It's really quite interesting that God's love is given to us in Christ, all from the cross. It's imparted to believers. And as the Holy Spirit dwells in us, he enables us to express that love to other people. So it's as we open to the Spirit of God more and more, so more and more love will flow out to others as well. So 1 John 4, which I encourage you to have a look at and reflect on maybe at times. I've just read verse 10. I'll read you verse 4. 1 John 4, 7. Sorry, verse 7. It says, dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God. Oh, I must have the wrong verse there. Perhaps I haven't. Let's just say, let us love one another. For love comes from God. So as I come to an end of this first part of my talk to you this morning, thank you. I'm losing the words this morning. We need to focus on the one who is love. And as we continue to do that and refuse to focus on the bits that we don't come up to scratch on, because the Lord's not keeping a record of wrongs. We've just read that. As we continue to focus on Jesus, who he is, and what he's done, and what he's still doing, his love will grow in us and be expressed to others in loving actions. So let me read that scripture to you again and put love back in, because with Jesus, everything is possible. So with Jesus, we can become more like him. So love, then, that God gives us is patient. Love is kind, does not envy, does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And that's what God is given us in greater measure. And as we focus on the one who is love, more and more that love from heaven, as we plug into heaven, will flow out to other people. So I want to have the second reading now, because there's just one verse in there that I want to finish this section with. So who did I ask to do the second reading? Yeah. Did I ask anybody to do the second reading? Hang on. I'm not sure I did. You know what? I don't think I did I? I better read it myself. Oh, dear, the pastor's in the state this morning. You'll have to forgive me. Here we are. 1 Peter. 1 Peter. from verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you and for me, who through faith are shielded by God's power into the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this know you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though we find in fire, may be proved genuine and result in praise and glory and honour when Jesus is revealed. Here's a verse that I want to end with here, really. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. It is well indeed with our souls. So I want to stop there, and I'd like us to, there's another song for us to sing, and then we'll come back. Now I want to focus on not love. These three remain, and we just have to think about faith. I hope it'll be all right. Don't know that it will be, but I hope it'll be okay. You know, hope things work out. You know, that it's sort of wishful thinking, maybe, probably in the future, probably be okay. That's the word hope is wrapped up in that. But the Bible has a very different understanding of hope, and it's good for us to remind ourselves. In fact, I think Paul's seen you there. I think we had a talk about one day, maybe, we might even call our new building the Hope Centre, because hope has to do, to define it, is that which God will do, not might do, is what God will do in the future to fulfil his word and his promises. Is that which God will do in the future to fulfil his word and his promises. Back to my friend Colin Urquhart, a second time. He's not going to mention for a while, so we will bring him in a bit today. And he says, our hope lies in what God will definitely do in the future, not maybe do. What God will definitely do in the future. So, for instance, hope, the Christian hope, believes the fact that Jesus will return again. He's coming back, and the days in which we live are shorter than they were at the beginning, when the apostles and Jesus said, I will come back, and I will come and take you to a place that I prepared for you. He will come. So for Christian hope is in the fact that Jesus will come for certain. That's Christian hope, for certain. Our faith is unshakable in that. Why? It's because because Jesus was raised from the dead. Okay, as well, our expectation, our hope, because he was raised, we will be raised with him in eternity, in the glory of heaven, for certain. We talked some while ago about people have a vague understanding, of the future. Yes, I'm coming to that verse in just a moment, Tony. I'm going to get to verse 3 of 1 Peter, if that's all right with you. You see, as an expectation, believers have that because Jesus is raised from the dead, we will be raised from the dead and we will be with him in eternity. That's it's stored up in heaven for us. This is what 1 Peter 1 verse 3 says. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living wishfulness, into a living hope, it says. A living hope. Why? Through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Into an inheritance in the future. You don't have an inheritance, you have it in the future. That can never perish or fade. Kept in heaven for you in the future. This is Christian hope. This is Christian certainty. That we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And put on have brand new bodies in a whole new sphere with God in Christ. It's incredible. And you see, our faith then, and just to come on to that scripture that Tony put up in Hebrews 11, verse 1, you see, our faith is being sure of what we hope for. In other words, being sure of the future. Certain of our future, though we can't see it now. Faith has been sure of what we hope for and certain of what we cannot see, what we do not see. So in other words, it's certain of the future, though at this time we can't see it. That's what faith is. It's been certain of that. And though we can't see, that's why we have to hold on to God. And focus on the one who's beaten death. And you see, if our faith is only for this world alone, Paul says that, doesn't he, 1 Corinthians 15, if our faith is only for this world, then we're to be really pitied. But no, our hope is for a bright future, kept safe for us in eternity in heaven. We're not to be pitied, actually, because we know our destiny. We trust the one who draws us to it, who draws us on in those cords of love. So if I might this morning just, and I don't want to have to do that, but I want to just reflect on our thinking about our futures, because it's been brought to us really with the passing of our brother Phil at this time. And with hope in mind, and he had lots of it, and for all God's children, this, and for you and I as well, I want to read you a scripture that it jumped out and bit me as I was preparing. This is one of those God moments, if you like. And it's in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 4 and 5. Because we all have, life isn't always easy and it's quite difficult. And it says this in 2 Corinthians, mark it in your Bibles, 5 verses 4 and 5, it says, in this present body we struggle and feel burdened by our sufferings, but our spirit will have new spiritual bodies in heaven. I'm reading from the Message, so it's slightly translated, it's fine, you see it there. All our mortal lives will give way to immortality, to eternal life. And what's interesting here from the Message, it says, God has made his children for this very reason. Now, God has made us for this very purpose and gives us his spirit as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. So, the indwelling of the Spirit, as I'm born again, as I'm baptized in the Spirit, isn't just for us to have gifts to use in the here and now. The Holy Spirit dwelling in me is the guarantee, the down payment that I have got a future. I have a certainty. I have a hope. I have a future destiny, all in Christ, stored up in heaven for us. And sometimes we say, oh, the devil will want to snatch that from us. No, our destiny is secure. It is sure and certain. So God has made his children for this very reason. And the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of eternity. So finally then, with this hope in Jesus, the one who loves us, the one who gives us love, the one who loves us despite ourselves, he keeps drawing us on to be where he is. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. And with the Holy Spirit's help, he will keep us focused, open, and seeking God's will. He will encourage us to push forward to receive the prize awaiting for you and I in eternity. There is a prize, brothers and sisters. He's waiting for us in eternity that Jesus has purchased for us. That what is love? God's love is not an emotional, just an emotional love. It's a love that's expressed in positive action, especially in giving to his children. He gives us life now. He gives us abundant life. Life with him here on planet Earth and life with him into eternity. Come on, have a little smile at that for a minute, because actually this isn't the final destination. What's that old spiritual song say? This is not my home, I'm just a passing through. That actually, oh, I'm not going to sing it to you because that would be awful. Yeah, thank you, Paul. You're on my screen, I can see you larger than life. But this morning, brothers and sisters, I'm flipping through and look at it. This isn't our home, we're just a passing through. And actually, God in his love has drawn us. God in his mercy and his grace wants us to be with him. And through faith in his son, who's made it possible, we have a hope. Amen? Amen. Praise God. I'm going to change the order of service, I think, probably a little bit in a moment.